A reading from 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this passage, Paul talks about making the good confession. He talks about the good confession that Timothy made, the good confession Jesus made, and today, this morning, Paul is encouraging us to make a good confession of our own. First, he talks about the good confession that Timothy had made. Presumably, this was at Timothy's baptism, at his home congregation in Lystra, in the presence of many witnesses, as he says. Paul is reminding Timothy of this in order to encourage him. For it was God who had called him to that faith, and it is God who now will give him the strength to hold on to that faith. God had called Timothy to faith. From childhood, Timothy had known the Holy Scriptures, which were able to make him wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And thus God had called Timothy to that eternal life, the eternal life that is found in Christ. Now Paul is encouraging Timothy to take hold of the eternal life. Take hold of it, Timothy, for God has taken hold of you. This is what will give you strength, Timothy, to keep on making the good confession in the midst of many struggles. Paul charges Timothy to keep confessing the Christian faith unstained and free from reproach. By the sound doctrine that he teaches, and by the godly conduct of his life, Timothy is to bear witness to Christ. For the church and before the world, Timothy is called to make the good confession before men. Like his Lord did, Paul reminds Timothy of the good confession that Christ Jesus made before Pontius Pilate. We're especially reminded of that during this Holy Week. Jesus was hauled before the Roman governor, and there he made the good confession. He stood firm before Pilate and confessed the truth. He said, "For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." And even more than that verbal exchange with the Roman governor, Jesus made the good confession by his whole righteous conduct as he suffered under Pontius Pilate. He humbled himself and was obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Indeed, this is how Jesus puts the substance into the faith that we confess. We confess Christ, the crucified, dying and rising Lord, who suffered and died for our sins, and who rose victorious over death, thereby gaining the eternal life to which we are called. We confess Christ, and he has promised, "He who confesses me before men, him will I confess before my Father in heaven." Timothy made the good confession. Jesus made the good confession. More than that, he put the substance into our confession. And now we are called to make the good confession. Are you ready to do that? It will not be easy. It will be a struggle. You have your own sinful flesh to deal with. Things like pride, the praise of men, the love of money. You've got the world against you, alternately seducing you with its siren song and then attacking you for for your Christian testimony. Fears within, fightings without, it's not easy. Boko Haram slaughtering Christians in Nigeria. Hearts grown cold and callous in America, with no use for the church anymore. Post-Christian Europe, having turned their back on God and now reaping the rewards of their own cultural suicide. Making the good confession is not easy. Are you up for it? On your own, I would say no. But you are not on your own. The Holy Spirit will strengthen you and sustain you to help you to keep on making the good confession. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. God is faithful. He will do it. Crumbled have spires in every land, but built on the rock the church doth stand, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against her. I will build my church, Jesus promises. And the church, including you, dear friends, by God's grace, you and I will keep on making the good confession until that day when our Lord Jesus Christ appears and we enter into the eternal life which he has prepared for us. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.